పతితానాం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహాబద్ధన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరస్తుతే గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయ తదాలే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తదభక్తాయ నమో నమః. Left and left. Dandat pranam. Into lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Praveshtam Vishnu Bhad, Srimati Bhakti Paragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. And also, Shumani Dandat pranam. In the lotus feet of my Vishnu Guru, ఓం విష్ణుపాద నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్ట శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి మహారాజ్. టుడే ఇస్ వెరీ ఆస్పీషియస్ డే. దిస్ ఆస్పీషియస్ డే everywhere in India, they make a festival. Are you see Vinodini?
Vinodani.
Oh, you are Vinodani. I was touching you. Your sons are also here.
Yes, sir.
Where?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Thank you. You come nearer? Today is very auspicious day. In India, everywhere. And everywhere in epics, Vedas, Upanishads, everywhere it is glorified this day. This is the first day when God created this world. And He made so many corners. First He made jaw in barley. Barley is the essence of all the currents. Wheat, chana, chickpea, corn, everything, rice. It has all the potency in barley. So this day, barley is given to Krishna. In India, now fruits coming.
New grain.
And they are given to for Basanti.
Basanti
means everywhere like oil seed flowers, like the golden color of beautiful Srimati Radhika. Everywhere in India, in this season, this called is Basanta. So, everywhere they will be seen. Also, after this Akshati, so all the corns were created, especially this barley. So, barley is given to Krishna. Also today, the door of Badrinarayan in Himalayan is open for all. For more than about 9 months, everywhere snow, everywhere. So many thick layers of snow will be everywhere in mountains. Badriya. There Ganges is there, but also much snow on there. No one can be living there. But Krishna has made arrangement that there is some dhara, currents of warm water. It will put some rice in cloth and it will be boiled and it will be light.
What kind of rice?
Cooks. So there, the rishis and maharishis, they used to be there, making huts on that stream. Still there is a stream. Hot on cold water mixing, and we take bath there. So rishis, maharishis, Vyasa, they used to live there, on the streams, having some oats on that, and living there. Anyone cannot come out of these holes. So, he used to be there. So, the door is open today. Even still, there is also many stones on my snow everywhere. Once we went at the time of the warm season, hot season, but we see that snow was falling down. And so much snow was there. All began to die like this. So, the panda there brought so many fires, oats, and they there. Except.
They come in from south. Kerala.
No, Guru
Vayo.
Who?
The Pujari.
Yes. Brahmin Pujari. So, door will be open and worship today, from today. And then, in Puri, there is a Narendra Sarovar. In the Narendra Sarovar, today, the prominent deity of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, that is Radha Madan Mohan, like this. They will go to that pond, very big pond, and they will make a festival on the boat everywhere. And after that, they will take bath of thousand and thousand colors water. Colors water means? So many medicine herbs will be given in there. Brahma, Shankara and all deity, demigods will come. And they will make bhakti very pleasant. They will make a shape of Krishna maybe like elephants and so many. And Asnan Yatra too. So, they will do like this chandan, and so much thick layer of will be given on Thakurji. Thakurji will not see, only chandan will see. That very day, Puri, Madhavendra Puri, took sandalwood from Jagannath Puri, and he took it to Ramuna, Khirchura Gopinath, and it was given so much for so many months to take the hot heat of Gopal there. He was giving the chandan to Khirchura Gopinath, but it satisfied and took heat off there in Govardhan, Trinadhi. Also, they make very so many festivals in Jagannath Puri. Really from this day, they began to make wooden chariot from today. In a special day, when Prabhupada disappeared from this world, and all periodicals like Harmonist, Gauriya, Dainik Prakash, and so many, they stopped after departure of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And so many brahmacharis, they returned back to their family life, like today, like ISKCON devotees. At that time, all were confused, but never anyone left their renounce order, sannyas. They left that institution, Gauriya institution, but never they
give up their
because they are quarreling. So our Gurudev, he was Brahmachari, he also left the place. And he established a new Gauriya Math at Calcutta. And Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami, his name was at that time A.C. Bhaktivedanta Abhayacharya, A.C. Bhakti. And he was called. Because our Guru Maharaj joined Gauriya Math and took shelter in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. In 1916, and then in 18th, he took second initiation. And he totally joined Math, giving up his wife, his mother, and everything. And he joined. And in 1922 or 1923, A.C. Bhaktivedanta came as a student to Srila Prabhupada. At that time he was managing medical
company
in Bengal. And he was a very beautiful, young, energetic, and learned boy. When he came to Srila Prabhupada in 1992, and talking and asking questions to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada saw that, oh, he's very brilliant boy. And his English was so rich. So Prabhupada attracted by his powerful Harikatha, past tense of Krishna, and established truth. And he was attacked, charmed, and now returned to home. But again and again he used to come and to hear. And after that he was so much charmed that he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada. But he was joining his jobs, doing his jobs, continued his jobs. But thinking that he read in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jada Jasya Anugranami Harishya Tat Dharma Sanai, a slok in Bhagavatam, that those who will take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, beautiful Krishna, they will give up their father, mother, earth, wealth and reputation, everything. And they will be street beggar. So if I am chanting, remembering, hearing Harikatha from Prabhupada, so qualified Guru, was so strong. So I feel that one day I will have to be a street beggar. What to do? But he never can
give up
his devotional practices, chanting, remembering, reading books, and also his job. But automatically, after some time, he lost his job. Then he made another medical factory himself in Allahabad. But after some time, it also fell. Then he was thinking what to do. And at that time, his wife was chastising him. His son, elder son, was chastising. And they left Swamiji. They began to abuse and tell so many things. But he never cared. He went on chanting, remembering. At last, he became like a beggar. And he came as an agent in Mathura from Prayag,
Allahabad,
having some medical things, medicines, made by his own. And he was going to shop to shop. And at that time, he met me in Mathura. I was like a president of that mutt. And I told, oh, Prabhu, I knew him from 46, when I met Swamiji, when he came to meet our Gurudev. So, in 1941, Guru Maharaj established this institution, Gauriya Vedanta Samiti, and A.C. Bhakti Vedanta was there on this spot.
This day.
Because he was so much bosom friend of our Gurudev. From 92, when he joined, and Guru Maharaj used to look after him as a elder, as a younger brother, and he used to look after him. So he has so much affection for our Gurudev, and regard and honor. After some time, when he started this Gauriya Vedanta Samiti on this day, Akshaya Tritiya. Akshaya Tritiya means anyone who will begin any job, anything, chanting her name, anything, it will be transcendental and ever existing like. So Guru Maharaj invited him and he also came. And so his god brothers were also there, and he established. Why he established Gauriya Vedanta Samiti? Why? Prabhupada or anyone has given before the name of Swami, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Bhakti Vedanta. What is Bhakti Vedanta? This is title. But really, Baldev Vidyabhushan has written Govinda Bhashya of Vedanta. And that bhakti is prominent. So, the meaning of Vedanta is bhakti, not knowledge. And especially nirvishesh knowledge. That Krishna has no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. It is quite impossible. So Baldev Jiva Goswami has written something about this. And then in the last Gauriya Vedanta Acharya Baldev Vidyabhushan, he wrote Govinda Bhashya of Vedanta, and he established that bhakti is essence of this Vedanta. No need. So essence of Vedanta. What is Vedanta? Where the end of Ved is there. What is an Upanishad? The abstract, the essence of whole Ved are in Vedanta books. So Vedanta books are called Upanishad, or Upanishads are called Vedanta books. In this, all kinds of knowledge is there. Ishavasya Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, especially 11 Upanishads who are prominent. And in them, bhakti is there. Jasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru tasya ite katya prakashante mahatmana. Those who will serve Gurudev, like Krishna, all the meanings of Ved will come and will be inspired in his heart. Not less than Krishna, because Guru can give Krishna. And the Gurus who cannot give Krishna, actually they are not Guru. Those Gurus who are themselves falling down, having no quality like this, they cannot remove the doubts even of disciples. They cannot shake them from lust and all other things. They cannot give them knowledge, Krishna knowledge. And those who are not attached to the worldly desires, these are the symptoms. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta vidyasushaya uttama. So the meaning of Vedanta is Upanishad. And the meaning of all the Upanishad Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is as given you. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Puran. Only one Puran, Mahapuran. And it is Amal Praman. Praman?
Proof. Proof, evidence.
And bhakti is prominent. Nigama kalpataru galitang phalam sukha mukhad amrit ravasam. In each line, in word, in each verse, in each letter of Srimad Bhagavatam, ras is there. Transcendental ras. You know ras? Like melody.
Mellow.
If you saturate like this, always rush and rush. Where it is in 10th canto, from birth of Krishna and up to Dwarka Lila. Especially with gopis in Vrindavan and Radha Kumbhisham Kul. So each verse of Srimad Bhagavat is saturated with so much rush. Only rush and rush. No bark,
yes.
No skin, no seed, no
green,
nothing, only rush and rush. And it has been brought by Sukhdev Goswami, the parrot of Srimati Radhika. So it becomes more tasteful. So the meaning of Vedanta is this rasamayi. Especially the love and affection of gopis to Krishna. By this love and by this mellow, Krishna is controlled by gopis. No one can control Krishna but gopis, easily, very easily. And then he began and tells that, Napareham Nirvadya Sanyut. I cannot repay gopis. Oh gopis, you are my Lord, like, I cannot repay. Not only in one, but lakhs and lakhs, but I cannot repay. I cannot repay. You should be, what? You should be happy yourself. I cannot repay. Then Gopi told, now, you have paid us. By telling this word, that I cannot repay. That is why now we are controlled by you. So each other like this. The Srimad Bhagavat
is the mellow of Vedanta. So Guru Maharaj wanted to preach everywhere in the world that the meaning of Vedanta is not that Shankaracharya has made, explained in his Bhashya. It is not really Ramanujacharya has written in his commentary. What commentary?
Sri Bhashya.
Also not Madhvacharya. Fully he has not done. Fully he could not explain Srimad Vedanta in his Anubhashya. Nimbark not in his Parijat Bhashya. All they tried, but not fully. And Shankaracharya did it above it. And he covered the meaning of Vedanta. That Krishna has a beautiful shape. And that shape is what? Natavarabhapu Krishna. Varaha Pidam Natavarabhapu, like this. So Gurudev wanted to establish this thing in whole world and preach the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. And their bhakti is supreme. What kind of bhakti? Not dasya sakha vatsalya, not like sakha, not like hasya adbhut karun raudra bhayanak vibhatsa, laughing. What seven? Secondly. No. Only what? Unnata ujjvala rasa. By gopis. They were not married, but they were more than lakhs and lakhs times Satyabhama and Rukmindeva who were married. Yoga Maya made this mood, bhav, unnatujjal. So, this is the prominent thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has. So, the meaning of Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto. And all cantos, other 11, are supporting. No. So, he established, and that is why Bhakti Vedanta A.C. was especially invited, because he was given before Bhakti Vedanta A.C. So he must come. And he came, and so many God brothers came. And this very day it was established. And then, after this, Guru Maharaj took sannyas from Sridhar Maharaj, though Prabhupada has given himself sannyas. But even he took sannyas and began to preach everywhere, very boldly.